Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Welcome to Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Normally, I would say on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But for the past 2 weeks, you've probably noticed we changed up the podcast a little bit. Instead of doing a 30-minute episode on Tuesday and Thursday, I've been doing 15-minute episodes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I've also been mirroring these on our YouTube channel. So the Council of Trent existed on YouTube for over a year, but I only put my rebuttal videos on there. It was really in the past few months I decided, you know what, I want to also share my podcast, share these Council of Trent episodes with the people who are watching on YouTube. So that's what I want to talk about today. Today's episode is a bit more inward-looking. It's almost kind of confessional, if you will. I'm just thinking about where the podcast has come from, how it's grown, what I'm looking forward to doing in the future, and how your support is really making that possible. So first, I want to thank our supporters at TrenthornPodcast.com. The patrons, you guys, without you, we wouldn't have the podcast where it is today. Because you were very close to a goal on our Patreon page to upgrade my camera equipment. So I've got this Logitech webcam, and it works fine, but it's nowhere near as nice as I want it to be. Now, I'm not trying to upgrade a camera because I want to look super cool. But the thing is, I just want to share my message. That is the biggest thing. Since going on to YouTube a few months ago, especially putting the episodes on there, all I want to do is just, I want people to know Jesus Christ. I want them to know his church. I want them to know the forgiveness of sins. I want them to know that. So that means the message that I share here on this podcast, I want to get out there to as many people as possible. And there is a tried and true way to do that. Part of the way when you're on YouTube is to look professional. There was a time when there was just a few people on YouTube. You could look however you wanted. But people kind of gloss over videos sometimes where they don't have professional lighting and cameras. And actually, I got lighting now for here, and I'm putting up a backdrop soon. Hopefully in a few weeks, we'll get a DSLR camera. Once again, thanks to our patrons for making that possible. I just want it to be the highest value. You know who's super good at that? Matt Frad. Matt Frad, you know, he just knows how to make things look super good. And he's done an awesome job on Pints with Aquinas. I think he did a video recently where he said he's in like the 0.07 percentile of YouTube channels. Like he is, when it comes to reach, Matt is in like the top of the top. And I want to get there, not because I want to catch up to Matt Frad, though who wouldn't want to. But no, my point is Matt is reaching a ton of people with really great stuff. And on YouTube especially, but even out in the world of podcasts, but on YouTube, there's garbage. There's so many slick channels put out there by atheists, by Protestants, by people who dissent from church teaching. And they're sucking people in. And so I've always wanted to do this show. No, I want to get the truth out there and I want to get it to people, but I don't. So I want, there's a YouTube way to do that, but I don't want to, like, I have to play the game, but I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole, you know? So for example, you have to write your titles a certain way to get people to click. But I don't want to be clickbaity, right? It's like there's this internal struggle I have. I want to put out great content, whether it's on the podcast or on YouTube. And by the way, for our podcast listeners, I'm so grateful for you guys. Another thing, when people said, I told Laura, I said, yeah, I'm going to bring the podcast over to YouTube. She said, don't abandon the podcast listeners. Don't make it unlistenable for them. And that is a promise, cross my heart, I never want to do. That's why I haven't done a free-for-all Friday, like, here are my favorite paintings, because that would be supremely boring for the people who listen on podcast. But I think like a lot of people, the way they do podcasts, they kind of do it backwards from how I do it. They will do like a YouTube live stream and post it. They'll take the audio from that and then make it their podcast. And so one of the reasons I took the Council of Trent from being just an audio podcast to being on YouTube is because I want to reach people with the truth about the gospel, the truth about the Catholic faith. And that's a lot of people to be able to reach. So for example, like for me, I don't listen to podcasts. I really don't listen to them. It's just kind of a hassle to go on my phone, to bring it up. I'm not really a podcast listener. I do watch clips of podcasts on YouTube, though. So when it comes to stuff like Ben Shapiro or clips of Joe Rogan or Dave Ramsey or just random stuff. Like there's a Disneyland channel I like called Fresh Baked, for example, or video game channels I'll watch. That's where I consume my media. I really don't listen to podcasts. So for all the people who are out there like that, I want them to be able to receive the Council of Trent. But I'm really humbled, though, by the support everyone who's listened has given us. I mean, I remember when the podcast had just started, it was this baby little thing. And, you know, we got a few thousand views, and I was still learning how to do it. I was at one point, I tried to do 5 30-minute episodes a week and maybe turn it into a radio show. And I quickly burnt myself out real fast on that. I changed up things along the way. But then about a year and a half ago, I wanted to do the rebuttal videos because nobody was doing that on YouTube. I hardly know anybody else who's doing that. And honestly, that saddens me. Like for me, I don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, I've cornered the market on Catholic. I want to be the best Catholic podcaster. I want everyone to listen to me and nobody else. No way. I want a ton of people making rebuttal videos, making apologetic videos and theology videos. Get out there and do it. And if I can model that here on the Council of Trent and other people can duplicate it, God bless you. Go and do it, because it can't just be me or Matt Frad or How to Be Christian or other channels that are doing really great stuff, or Reason and Theology are doing great stuff, because there's just too much. There's too much error out there for us to combat. And frankly, a lot of Catholics who could help us combat the error, they're fighting amongst themselves. I'm like, what are you guys doing? There's a time where we can have correction for each other and be cognizant of the problems within our faith. But I really just want to get that help and get out there and lead people away from the errors they're being sucked into, especially online. So all that to say, I'm going to stick with this this change in the format. I think it's been going well. I might do a poll here soon at trenthornpodcast.com. But when I look at the metrics, I think it's been going well. So for example, with podcast listens, we've had a decrease of about 10% in the audience of people who listen to the episodes, about 10 or 15%. But there's been a 25% increase in the weekly listening to the podcast. Well, how could that be? How could be 15% drop in the episodes, but 25% rise in listens? Well, that's because overall weekly, we're getting more listens because there's more content. We have 5 episodes a week instead of 3. And I've decided with my rebuttal videos, I'm going to air those on Saturdays for the podcast. Because I know a lot of people came to me saying, hey, Trent, we love your rebuttal videos on YouTube, but I don't want to use up my data listening to them. Can you put them on the podcast? And I'm going to do that. Originally, that was a perk only for the patrons. So I'll probably offer them another perk here soon. But being a patron still has its perks, right? Because you can get my catechism study series. Like I do a study series through the entire catechism. I will take you through the whole catechism. Any patron level gets access to that. Silver or higher, I'll take you through the whole New Testament. Go to trenthornpodcast.com, sign up. You get instant access to the study series. Gold level, you get a mug. That's fun. But I believe the podcast listeners, I think you guys really benefit from the rebuttal videos. They're really easy to listen to. So I'm going to air those on Saturday. So I think the Council of Trent, you know, some people are like, too much content in my feed. I think, though, shrinking it down to 15-minute episodes, because it's mildly more work on my end, but it's doable to do 5 15-minute episodes instead of 5 half-hour episodes. I've also noticed in shortening them, I think I get more to the point. They're punchier. And on YouTube, I think the videos get a lot more views. Because frankly, for me, like when I'm on YouTube and I see a video, even if I'm interested in it, but it's 30 minutes long or 35 minutes long, I'm probably not going to click on it. But if it's under 20 minutes, if it's 10 to 15 minutes, I'll probably click on it. And I've noticed on my statistics, it's kind of creepy, right? I like look to see who watches videos. When I take a look at this, YouTube tracks how long people watch the videos. So my half-hour-long podcast episodes on YouTube, people would watch about 25% of it, about 7 minutes on average. People start to clue out. For the 15-minute episodes, people would still watch 7 or 9 minutes. They would end up watching sometimes the same amount, but they will watch more of the video. So it's not percentile. I think it's about average amount of views, like 7 to 10 minutes. And that makes sense. When I was in youth ministry, when I did youth ministry many years ago, we had a rule that if you did a teaching session, if you were teaching the students something, it could not be longer than 7 minutes because students were conditioned by television to watch things in 7-minute intervals before commercial breaks. And I think people are the same way. So in my 30-minute episodes, if you thought, oh, it's percentile, they'll watch a quarter of the video, you would expect they'd only watch like 3 minutes of a 15-minute video, but they watch 7 or even 9 minutes. So while the old episodes, people watch maybe 25%, now they watch 50 or 60% of it on average. Then, of course, I got faithful people who watch the whole thing. Thank you. That's appreciated for your support. But once again, it's not about, oh, I want people to watch me. It's, I've got content I think will build people up, help them to share Jesus Christ with other people. So the more I can get them to watch it, that's great. And that's my dilemma. You have to be a little clickbaity to get your stuff out on YouTube. Like, I've tried to experiment with the thumbnails. That's all just me. I'm hoping if we get trendhornpodcast.com more supporters, maybe I can hire somebody to spruce up the thumbnails. But I think I have fun with it. I think I'm getting... It's fun. I've been learning this stuff because I didn't start off as a YouTube guy, right? You know, I answered questions on the radio, dialogue with people, did debates. I wrote books. Then I started doing podcasts and I was doing the podcast thing. And then it's just recently I'm trying to learn YouTube, where I feel like other people have been out there doing the YouTube game for years and know everything. And the big thing is you got to have a nice setup. You got to have a thumbnail that really grabs people, that reels them in. You got to have good descriptions. There's certain things you have to do, but I don't want it to turn into those things. Like, I don't want to have something like secrets of the Eucharist that the Illuminati won't tell you. Six secrets, number four will blow your mind. You know, I never want to be shallow and clickbaity in that way. But you still have to put thought into things that pique people's interest. Like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what's in there. And you get people to click. So I guess this is my motto and what I want to share online with people in the work that I'm doing. I want to do broccoli covered in melted cheese. You know, I want to give people something that's nutritious, that's nourishing, that's good for them, but I don't mind putting stuff on it that makes it more enjoyable to eat, to consume. So like broccoli, you know, broccoli and cheddar soup. I got a lot of cheese in there. Cheese never hurt anybody. You know, it's kind of like I'll have a salad. Let's just put some ranch dressing, some bacon bits, some croutons. Just take a piece of garlic bread, toasted garlic bread, crack it up, put it on my salad, and slices of bacon. I don't want to take away the salad, so it's just bacon and cheese on garlic bread, as delicious as that would sound. I want to have things that are edifying to people, but I always want to put it in a format that makes it easy to consume. So I guess that's the balance, and you guys will hold me accountable for that. You'll hold me accountable to make sure that I am staying focused on the mission. If you guys see, hey, Trent, what's going on? You're kind of going a little cuckoo. Leave a comment under the videos. If you're a patron at trendhornpodcast.com, you can message me. Say, hey, what's going on here? Although comments, that's something I'm getting used to now. Don't read the comments section. Actually, the comments have been really nice. They're really enjoyable to see, but I can't get sucked into them. I can't moderate it. So if there's a bunch of debates in my comments, I'm sorry, I can't get involved in that. But every now and then I'll say hi, I'll pop in and say hi, but I can't be on YouTube 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I also teach a university class on apologetics. In the fall, I'll be teaching 2 homeschool classes on theology. I'm trying to now write 1 book a year for Catholic Answers. I also do the radio show for Catholic Answers. So I have and I involve everything Catholic Answers that I do. So I have to keep a balance there and I can't get sucked in. So definitely leave a comment on our YouTube channel. If you want to be in the Patreon community, that's a good place to do that, or message me. The other thing I'm learning that YouTube is really finicky about copyright and content. Even on my all my videos that have abortion in them, YouTube gets snippy about it, saying this isn't appropriate for our advertisers. Yeah, well, I want to put that out there for people. This is 850,000 children a year lose their lives to abortion, preeminent social issue of our time. I'm going to address it. But even when I addressed the 10 reasons I left the church, Greg Sarita from Bible Flockbox, that rebuttal video, YouTube gave me an advertising warning about that, saying it's not appropriate. Probably because it was talking about religious violence in the Middle Ages. I don't know. I feel like Catholic or pro-life channels get more flack from YouTube than others. You think I wouldn't surprise me. But copyright, I did a copyright thing last week. I got a copyright issue on my TV family sitcoms. So I had to change that up a little bit. So it's a lot of hoops to jump through, but it's worth it. It's worth it to me if it gets the truth of the gospel, the truth of the moral teachings of our faith out to as many people as possible. So if you guys have ideas to help me to grow, I'm always open to constructive criticism, even when it hurts. Leave a comment on YouTube. Message me if you're a patron at trendhornpodcast.com. But yeah, ideally, hopefully soon. Now with patron support, I'm super excited about. Biggest thing I want to focus on is upgrading my backdrop here. New camera should be here in a few weeks. I was promised that at Catholic Answers. We've now have the funds to purchase that. Thank you, patrons. You guys are awesome. But otherwise, thank you guys. And most of all, don't just consume these videos. Share them. Have conversations with people in real life about these issues, especially something like abortion, euthanasia, moral issues people are facing, homosexuality, inviting people to come to Mass, answering their questions about God. My channel is not just for you to be entertained. It's fine to be entertained. That's great. I want you, if you are Catholic, even if you're Christian, you agree with me on the pro-life stuff or on the atheism stuff, take it and share with others. Although I know some people watch this who are not even religious. They may not agree with me at all. And I appreciate that. I appreciate your open-mindedness. And I want to keep putting out content so that even if you disagree with the content, you can watch it and not be supremely annoyed. All right? So, hey, thank you guys. Fun little confessional episode of Free For All Friday. And don't forget to support us, trendhornpodcast.com, so we can grow. And let's catch up to Matt Frad. We'll get there soon enough, right? But hey, you guys have a blessed weekend. Thank you, guys.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit trendhornpodcast.com.